Continue.
So because it was the derech to drink in the afternoon, some melee the chachamim also misaken that he should say the vidu before the sude, because shemo yitoiv died to be sude. But where does the Gemara say that b'keishi yitiru? That the Gemara doesn't say. So on the contrary, the Gemara only says that he has to be misvade. He has to be misvade before the sude because of the possibility of shikres. But that that actually the proper, the ideal thing would be not even to eat after him. What is that mentioned? That is not mentioned. Apparently, Teisves was midayiket from the Lashon of the Brais. Tom Ravon, mitzvahs vidu erev yimaki פורים, ערב יום הכיפורים, עם חשיך. עם חשיך. עם חשיך. אמרו חכמים, יסבד קדם שיהיה חל וישתה, שמו תיתור את הייתה ביסוד. So the price I should say, אמרו חכמים, יסבד צורך, עוד אמרו יסבד קדם שיהיה חל וישתה, שמו תיתור את הייתה ביסוד. That's all. Why do you say, mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim min chashecha? That is entirely superfluous. So Teisves was midayik. It's a very strange deal. But Teisves was midayik that the pshat and the price is as follows. Mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim im chashecha. The ideal thing would be that he should not eat after the vidu, and that the initial vidu should be im chashecha, in other words, after he is eaten. That should be the ideal thing. Not, you see, the plain pshat in the price is mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim im chashecha, not that the ideal thing, the most ideal thing, would be to initiate vidu with the beginning of yom ha-kippurim, and not before that. So but the plain pshat in the price is mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim chashecha, that the chiyuv begins only in chashecha. But until the son of erev yom ha-kippurim is set, why should he be misvade? I mean, it's not yom ha-kippurim is set, it's not a yom kippur. Why should he be misvade? I mean, erev yom ha-kippurim more than any other day of Hasras Yimichur. There is no reason. Not that mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim chashecha, that the ideal thing would be to initiate the viduim dafke with the beginning of yom ha-kippurim and not before that. Nothing wrong in initiating the viduim erev yom ha-kippurim, but the chiyuv would not begin before the beginning of yom ha-kippurim. But because of that possibility, maybe it'll become shikar in the sude. So the chachomim are misaking that he should initiate the viduim before yom ha-kippur. But if not for this possibility of shemot itorim daite the bisude, if not for the possibility of shikres, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv to initiate the viduim before yom ha-kippurim. But he would be mechuyev to initiate at the beginning of yom ha-kippurim. But apparently Teisves explained it differently, that the pshat in the price is mitzvah svidu erev yom ha-kippurim im chashecha, means that the ideal thing would be dafke to start with the beginning of yom ha-kippurim, dafke with the beginning of yom ha-kippurim, and not to start it before yom ha-kippurim. That's not the ideal thing. But because in other words, so that would be more ideal. In other words, to initiate the viduim just when the Yom HaKippurim begins. Not to initiate viduim before Yom HaKippurim begins. But because of a certain possibility, if, let's say, every Jew had conformed to what should be the ideal thing, that should be the ideal thing. In other words, if Achshadore, if all the Jews could be trusted that they would not become shikar in the Sude just before Yom HaKippurim, so then the ideal thing would be not to start to initiate viduim before Yom HaKippurim, but to initiate it just with the beginning of Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvah svidu erev Yom HaKippurim im chashecha, that should have been the ideal thing. But unfortunately, so not all Jews are like Malachi Ashoreis. So Avlomu Chachomim Yisvade Kedim Sheyichal V'yishte Shemot Itore Yivdaite Bisud. So in other words. So why should be the ideal thing to initiate the viduim just with the beginning of Yom HaKippurim and not before Yom HaKippurim? Because if he would, so in other words, this is not the ideal thing to say vidu in minche, and then to eat. Why not? Because suppose the way it is, the actual setup is not the ideal thing, but we can't help it. The Chachamim couldn't help it. why isn't the actual setup of initiating the vidui in Mincha Erev and Kippur and then eat the Suda Mafsekes? Why isn't that the ideal thing? Because when we say vidu, when we say vidu in Mincha, and then we eat the Suda Mafsekes, so it's possible, and when he eats the Suda Mafsekes, so then he will become Shikya in the Suda. Now, it just is not consistent with the vidu to right after the vidu to become Shikya in the Suda. So maybe that's not the ideal thing. And the Chachomim wouldn't have enacted it. But there is a possibility if the Chachomim had not been misakin that, then it would be much worse. Because then, suppose the Chachomim would not have been misakin, you have to say vidu in Minche. But you have to initiate the vidu. You have to initiate the vidu just with the beginning of Imakipuri. So then, many Jews, when he eats the Suda Mafsekes, he'll become Shikya in the Suda, and when Yom Kippur begins, he'll be Shikya. That would be much worse. That would be much worse. So in other words, he will not even say the Vidu at the beginning of Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur begins, he will not say Vidu. That would be much worse than becoming Shikya after saying the Vidu. So because of that, the Chachomim only Sakei. אברהם חכם מסבא בינים שאיכה ואישתה שם אותי תורי ודאיתי בסודי ואף על פי שיסבא בקדם שאוכל ושעושו so מסבא דלאחה של איכה ואישתה לאחה של איכה ואישתה so according to some reasoning that means the video of Meirim but the Ramban Shite is no that even before the video of Meirim before you start all the tefillahs, I mean, let's say, with us, so it starts with Kol Nidrei, so according to the Ramban, you have to say Vidu. So that's the pshat. In other words, because so the Chachomim really, why according to the Ramban Shite, that you have to again say Vidu. You already said Vidu. You already said Vidu in Minche. The answer is because the ideal thing would have been not to initiate Vidu before Yom Kippur. But that would be the ideal thing. Why would that be the ideal thing? Because if you say Vidu in Minche and then you drink and you become a little shikia, you know, in the Sude, after the Vidu, that isn't the nicest thing in the world. But in order to prevent the possibility that some Jews would become so shikia that they won't say Vidu altogether in Kippur night, so because of that, the Chachomim are misakin. But since the ideal thing is to begin the Yom Kippur with Vidu, so Meila, even though he said Vidu in the Minche before the Suda Mafsekes, he has to say Vidu again. He has to say Vidu again. This is what Yeshu says. Ubikeishu iti wa'er Yom Kippurim l'achar ha'vidu mishum shikis. V'gam tishabov shechaliyaz b'shabes. V'initche hiti ubikeishu. And again, there is no such gemara that iti ubikeishu. No such gemara. Or the Braise, that of Tess in Chinese, says, Tisha B'Av Shechaliyaz B'Shabes, B'Chinar of Tisha B'Av Shechaliyaz B'Shabes, Eichel B'Sheise Kol Tzolchei, Eichel B'Sheise Kol Tzolchei, U'Male Al Shulchonei, ומעלה על שולחני, אפילו כסודה שלמי בשיים. אפילו כסודה שלמי בשיים. So what does the Gemara say that בקהיל שהתיר? What does the Gemara say בקהיל שהתיר? So again, Tisvis apparently was מתאיק from the Russian of the Braise. Tisha, וכן ערב תשע בו, שחליאס בשבס, איכל בשיסה. כל צורך. So why does the Braise say kol tzolchei? Kol tzolchei means whatever it means. But that has the implication that more than he needs not. Now why shouldn't he be allowed even more than kol tzolchei? Even more than kol tzolchei. So Teisves was mitayin from that lotion that in Achaname. Let's say, in other words, if Tisha B'Av is chaliyas b'Shabbos, and that of Tisha B'Av Shechaliyaz B'Shabbos So let's say, so he already ate as much as he needs to eat. But, you know, there is no limit. Certain people, I mean, even if they are full already, so they can still manage to eat more and more. So that is not allowed. So only the heder is only kotzor. So from there, thesis was midayik. Thesis was midayik that vacationated. Alright. Uvikeishi, the competition of Shahaliyas Bishabis, the Nitrikila Bikeshi. What Shaykha says this upon the question of drinking Ibnashmoshe Shabbos, what Shaykha says it? The answer is, why Bikeshi Itil? Why is Bikeshi Itil? Erev Yom Kippurim Lech LaHaviv. And why is Bikeshi Itil? To eat, to drink, yai, because of the possibility that he might become shikyan. So that means that he's not mitzaya mitzar of the rishoyim. Now he puts himself, and that was the practice, bisman chazal, that in the soothing afternoon, so they used to drink, and there was shikres. Shikres was very likely, I mean, in the Sude of Minche, so Mimele, it's an Avele to drink Shabbos Nashmoshes. Because of the, it's not the drinking per se that is the Avele. Because the drinking is conducive to Shikres and to become Shikher when the Rishoyim Achizim Ligenim, that's not the nicest thing in the world. So in other words, and here we see that it was the usual thing to be Echo B'Shabbos. V'yeshli treitz. The Mayer Hoche Shilishchilu B'Heter. U'v'emtza Sude Yisbalu L'Minch. U'v'emtza Sude Yisbalu L'Minch. In other words, so teis v'shite here too is that Enoch Name Efter Minche Yitzosa. That's Rabbi Tam Shite. And the Mordechai Shite. That Yitzosa are to eat after Minche. But here it appears that he ate after Minche because of the Mashiach, you know. I mean, we are not dealing with Jews who don't have Minche, so they certainly don't have Minche. So, and still it became dark in the midst of the Sude, so they must have done Minche before Sude Shlishis. So, no. So he says, Uvienza Sude is Paolo Minche. Uvienza Sude is Paolo Minche. Now, so you can daven Minche even the Emtza Sude. There is the Shite. I mentioned that before Pesach. I mentioned the Shite of Rabbi Yotev in Chum Daf Pevov, that if, let's say, you eat and then you daven in the middle of the Sude, so then you have to wash and make a Meitzi again. And according, because that's like a Hadas, and according to some Rishayim, you have to bench and wash. That's the another machlekes, wherever there is a hesachadas. So you are just required to make another brocha lefonero, but you don't have to say Birkas Hamazon, or you have to say Birkas Hamazon also. Now, so that's the shita of Rabbi Yonte in Chum Daf Pevov Daf Zayin. But teisves in Pesachim is chilek on that shita. I mean, and most Rishonim are chilek on that shita. So that's why teisves can apply this gemara to the case where she is chilu beheter uvehemtza sude is paulo minche. Beheter sude, because they say is chilu kan rabbi yonte. Veheche, so what do you mean is chilu beheter before minche? Uvehemtza sude is paulo minche. Veheche, is chilu beheter, so muta lahasht. And as far as the davening minche is concerned, so they say she days is contrary to rabbi yonte. Anyway, so they say she days you're not allowed to eat shalish sudeh. After Minche, but our practice is to the contrary. Now the Ramo mentions that Chite. Simen Reish Sadik Alev Siv Beit Zmano of Sude Shlishis Mishayagia Zman Amincho. The Haim Mishay Shoy Shemeach Tzol Mayu V'imosa Kedem Lachem Lekiyem Mitzvah Sude Shlishis. יש שינוי בסוליש מים ממיכל מייר בשבס תוסחית זה אנשום יש לגלת ועל כל חוכי לאכל של השליש במיכל מייר אלו יכל איסם כדם מנחו ויש שאימרים יש אתם ויספר מנחו תחילו וכן הידי וכתחילו בכל מדי זה so that's our moment in other words it doesn't pass We don't pass like Havnatam. But there is nothing wrong in eating Shalashudas before Mincha. In other words, there is a shita that you are not allowed, you have to eat Dafke before Mincha. So we don't pass like that. But if one wants to eat Shalashudas before Mincha, it's alright, there is nothing wrong. Alright. Abu Sulim of Sikkim, there's Sibu Sirib in Bokvius. Lukach Mapsik. The Kabba Mayo buys a Hatim, says Basker, we look by Mayo. So Basker, why Basker? Asker means, so, Mida can make a Mido. Who must be a green a Yehonik? We ask him to mock him Hanik, and I've been a mission is high of Hanik, or it be a Bino, or maybe this Hunke by an Asker. Asker is a disease of the throat. So it's Mida can make me. Oh, Shmamina Tam. Shmamina Tam. תהיבה, דעבות של מימה תהישה שמאמנו, שמותר אחר, קדם עבדור, כשאינו כזכות, ופירוש רבין ניסים, דמי ושליס לכם בדיין ניחה, אך כושר ופירושי, כדברה שלי. שמאמנו עמדנו תהיו לצור שיעבו עתיס, ואם תהיבה בפרק עם עמדים, דומר רבינו רובה, הילכי סמאי, אומר לי כקידושה, מה הקידושה בתבילו עבור הקיס, אבל דולה, אמר לי פושן פרייס את הוכה. ותהיב מבדו בתבילו לצור שיעבו הקיס, ויש לי מה משום דיקי פרייס אוסום שסילברס, שאם צורך לעבדו בשניהם, דקטור אמרתו בזו ובזו יניחו לפרחס על רשי ומסכונת אוסום, אם יבדו בזו ולא יבדו בזו, יניחו לפרחס על רשי. So in other words, so that means that אין צורך לעבדו בשניהם. ואוכל משהו לדבר ביבדו בתפילו, what's the ראי? אף אגב דיקת לא אמרתו לה, מדקור מה אמרנו בזה ובזה. How did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know that you already, was מבדו בתפילו? משום דרי בלי אודו, מבדים עם בתפילו. Mabdil mitvilo. So true that is in tzorich lahabdo there is a mandoma who says in tzorich lahabdo bishneyem. So in other words, once he was mabdil mitvilo, he doesn't have to be mabdil akos. But if he dams before Abdole, so mainly if he dams, so most people when they dam mayev, they say atochan amton also. Shma mino brocha tunokes. Ksas mashma dafu biyochi tunokes. Now, so here we see that we tell him why? In order to be mivorech lakos. So we see that the proper thing is to be mivorech because a mozno lakos. But there are some rishonim who say that only when you bench b'mzumen, so then he has to be a lakos. There is a shite, there is one shite that only when you bench baso, so then kos, then it's the proper thing to have kos. And there is another shite that even bishleisho, but only bimzumen, but bichides not. Teisa says no, that is the proper thing to have, to be borach lakos, even bichides. Shukzas mashmar afru biyochid tunekos. Why? What's the raye? Because it says he anichdas lebeisei, so it's mashmar, I mean, he comes to his home, not that he has impari at his home. So he's the only one. So Mimele and still he mainly kisechot manich lachamozn. So we see that the proper thing is to be involved because hamozn. Now of course, even if it's not, even if there is no mizum, the chayim ashma likamo liklan shlishi imo because hamozn. We come and bigmore shma mino because hamozn to the cause. V'abo kisis tiktafu bechili. So mi yeshli. So Gemara refutes that. But how could Gemara have this al kedaitoch? That it's lakos, assuming that yochid does not is not mivorech lakos, and there he deals even with the yochid. So it's a raya that if we say tunakos, so even yochid mi yesh litches b'shem birchas hamozn tunakos v'gimul tkin tignu v'pesa avu yochid. So to the max, the Havamin of the Gemara did not know that there is a special takone or lakos and the Birkas Hamozn Pesach night. So if there is no aloha of Birkas Hamozn lakos all year, but that the Gemara did know that once we assume that all year there is a chiyuv of course in Birkas Hamozn b'gimul, so Mimele, even the Havamin understood that if there is a chiyuv of Birkas Hamozn lakos b'gimul all year, so Mimele Pesach night there should be a chiyuv of Birkas Hamozn lakos in b'yochid. So that's why the Gemara says Shema mino b'chamozn to lekos. Mi yu yishli b'shem b'chamozn to lekos b'kimu tik l'pesa avu yochid kos b'chamozn di b'shem pa'am n'tzricho ma yi yin keiz b'birkes hamozn hori ronu l'sakin shir l'kei shlishi. So, but because i b'shem pa'am n'tzricho So why were they misakel that the ikosa the Birkas Hamozen? If there is no Birkas Hamozen, our course even begin all year. So why be misakel the ikosa Birkas Hamozen Pesach night? They wanted to have a fourth course, so they could be misakel another year. I mean, should be that they should be recited over the an extra course. Voice like a sheer because we were a woman, they are giving the because I was like us. Ever begin. We have been shame, but I've been mayor, a mayor, the hat in case I feel beyond. So the shite of Rabbi Shleime, I mean, there's the Rashbam, the hat in case I feel beyond. We came Mucha, we met Rashikati, our Kodish in the Rashi Shibata, Veid Mucha, Mir, the two no case I feel beyond. Dine to the case, one man yichach amosen, yavruf ne amosen, v'yichavrach abatzne, so why does he have to postpone it? Why does he have to make an eep before Abdullah and postpone everything? If course is only a requirement, begimu, so he has an eitze, even if they are more than three people in the house, but each one should eat individually. So it's a raya that even be a chidus in the choir, because we tell them that we don't have a case of the whole time, meaning to the game of workers, and if there's a Muslim in store case, the amazing case is store case, a case ahead, in kill the potter, I want to case that's a very interesting cash. Now, the real shit is that Shias Yain requires Birkas Hamozen. Three brochas, like pass, like a chidus pass. So if you drink Yain, you have to be involved in full Birkas Hamozen. Now, so the question is, if we say that Birkas Hamozen is to the cause, so a Jew will never be able to stop drinking. He will have to keep on drinking ad infinitum, because let's say he drinks yain, so he has to bench. So that means he has to bench our course. Now, and course requires stealing. So, and there is a shite of shenim, so there are three shites. In order to be mivorech, a brocha achreino and yayim, how much must you drink? One shite is kazais, one shite is reviz, one shite is mlulub. So in other words, so he benches our course, then he has to drink, it requires stealing. Now, so when he drinks, certainly, according to the Shenim, who say that even with that, even less than the V's, you have to be involved in Bracha Achene. So, and according to Ram Gamliel, you have to be involved in Birkas Hamozen. So again, we have to drink to be involved in Birkas Hamozen, of course. And then we have to be tame again. So again, we have to be involved in Birkas Hamozen, of course. And then again, you have to be drink. We tell you, and again, so it's a little bit of a soft. You have to keep on drinking and drinking ad infinitum. So what's the solution? Vim is tor case, the amazing cause is tor case, acher, im kill me but I am. Vim is shleim al tik no cause, el achas u deslech. Ul ach lach is deilais. So in other words, even if we say Birkas Hamozen to no cause, so it's only the Birkas Hamozen of pas is to no cause. But the Birkas Hamozen of siyas yayim, according to Ram Gamliel, is not to no cause. Ul ach is deilais. Shein li vorech la gefe lach al Birkas Hamozen, os nam is shat. I mentioned the Allah Hazila Shita, but it's contrary to the Gemara, I mean, the Allah Hazila Shita. So, V'nira d'chein Allah, the Birkas Hamozen to Nakos, uvein l'dvorim d'ke preis nisvore, the Eino Tuno, Moitelo Osom, Kitanoi Alib d'Bisham. So, Teisha Shita is the Birkas Hamozen to Nakos. However, we are not naik like that, because many of the Shem say that it's only to Nakos if Yamivorech Baso. And some Rishonim say that even Bishleisha, but there are very few Rishonim who say that even the Yechides, so it should be Tuna Kos. That's the reason as to why we are not Neik to be Mivorah, because usually we are not Neik to be Mivorah, because Hamozen Lakos, except if there is not so. But if so, then we should be Mivorah Lakos. Now, then the Tesis could give another Teretz, and that Teretz is given in Broches. In other words, the Tesis Kashi. In regard to this kasha, according to Ram Gamliel, so Eino Dovah Sof, he'll have to keep on drinking. So there is another simple teretz, but that other teretz could only be conceived according to some Rishonim, not all Rishonim. You see, first of all, you could give it teretz. Now, according to Rishonim, you say that when is it brocha achreino required on Shias Yayin? only if you drink your divis. And the shiotime is milalugmov. Milalugmov of another benini is less than a divis. Some melee is a very simple tenet. In other words, he'll drink only milalugmov and not a divis, so he doesn't have to be mivoed like Zamos. So apparently, Teisus here, the reason is why Teisus here is the kasha, because Teisus here agrees with the shite. I mean, Teisus in Broches Daf Lamed Tes, I think, mentions the various shites, whether Kazais is the shio that requires a bracha chayno, or Revis, or Melalugmo. So apparently, Teisus here assumes that even less than a Revis, Melalugmo or Kazais is enough to require a bracha chayno. And according to Ram Gamliel, it means Bexamos. So that's why this is it. Now, but even if we say that the shio that is required to be mechuyev to say brocha chayne is a melalugmov, so we can still answer that kashe. According to the Rishonim, we say that the timo hamevorech tzorech shiitim and shio timo is melalugmov, but the Amen Rishonim we say that the melalugmov can be mitzurev by number of people. So in Mele, since it can be mitzureh by a number of people, so then we can visualize that one should be mivorech birkas amozei. I mean, and he wouldn't have to keep on being mivorech birkas amozei and drink, because if he doesn't drink, if he drinks less than melalugmov, he drinks less than melalugmov. So if each one drinks less than melugmov, but the shiotime will be mitzureh by several drinking together, but no one will be mechuyev to be mivoreich birkas amozei, because the shio melugmov was constituted by two drinking, not by one drinking. All right.
3, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7